Blog Talk Radio.
Praise which dwelleth in Zion.
HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the love of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say welcome to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry and our Day 5 observance of the Feast of Tabernacles. I believe that Sister Denise, you are the reader for this evening. Hold on a minute. Let me unmute you. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, okay.
All right, amen. Yes. You are the reader for this evening. And so we will go ahead and proceed with this celebration. We want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. This is day 5 of the Feast of Tabernacles. And remember that this particular day in the daytime observance, we are observing the cup of salvation, Yahshua's salvation to us. And on the morning services, we are observing the marriage supper of the Lamb and the Bride. Okay, and I may adjust those services and I may combine these two into one for future. We will see. Nevertheless, we want to go ahead and proceed with this this service and keep it to the allotted time. Let us bow our heads. We have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads as we turn toward the east. Who is like unto you, Yah, among the mighty ones, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Yah. May your great name be blessed forever and for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in Sukkot, or temporary booth. Reader.
May it be your will, O Yah, Elohim, of our fathers, to cause your divine Ruach to dwell in our midst. Spread over us your shelter of shalom and encircle us with your majesty, glorious. We thank you for your presence with us. As Yahshua says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Keep us mindful and watching for your hour of your return, when we shall tabernacle with you forever in your holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Blessed, glorified, exalted, and to be praised, uplifted, honored, adored, and extolled be the name of Yah. Blessed be he above all blessings and hymns, praises and consolations which we utter. Amen. May there be peace in the world, and say amen.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Blessed is his glorious name forever, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Our scripture readings for today are Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13 through 8, and Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all, well, let me announce what I'm reading. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 13 through 18. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which I had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of Elohim and in the streets of the water gate and in the streets of the gates of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Yeshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was a very great gladness. Also day by day, and from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of Elohim. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto Yah, all ye lands. Serve Yah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that Yah, he is Elohim. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For Yah is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. Our daily message. We are reminded as we dwell in Sukkah that we have no permanent dwelling place here on the earth, but are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land, waiting for the establishment of that greater tabernacle, which all the patriarchs awaited, whose builder and maker is Elohim. We wait the greater manifestation of his glory as he promised. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to desire all nations, and I will fill this temple / tabernacle with glory. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. That was Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Thus saith Yah, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 3. I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Yah of hosts will reign on Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem his glory will be before his elders. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 23. The four species of trees or plants that the Most High told us to create booths out of, and what their significant meaning is. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and in the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, and has commanded us to raise up the lulav. The lulav is made up of four types of plants, common in Israel, representing four types of soil into which the word is sown. The etrog, a tiny citrus with wheat, and represents those who know the truth and do it. The lulav, the palm branch, which has sweet fruit, but no perfume, and represents those who know the truth and don't do it. The hadassim, three myrtle twigs that smell beautiful but have no taste, and represent those who do good deeds without knowing the truth. The aravat, the two willow branches which have no taste and no smell, and represent those who don't have the truth or any good deeds in their life. The hashanat prayers, and you may go ahead and read, my sister.
We are ready and prepared to fulfill your commandment, our Creator, Elohim, who has commanded us in his word. On the first day, you shall take for yourself the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, limbs of leafy trees, and water willows. And you shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, for 7 days.
Amen. The Holy One, blessed be he. He gave his precious commandment to us in order that we may rejoice before him with the lavalim, or the luvalim, according to the ancient custom of one who has just received a verdict of innocence, joyfully departs waving his banner from the presence of his judge, when the Creator judges the world and pronounces his verdict on those who stand before him blameless. Then the trees of wood, the planting of Yah, will rejoice before him. We reader, I want you to read Isaiah 61, 1 through 3.
Okay. The spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me, because Yah has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim to accept the whole year of Yah, and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mount in Zion, to give unto them beautiful for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yah, that he might be glorified.
Amen. All right, now you will read each of the facings as we go to so far. You will read the facing, great, and the verse for the facing, and then I will sound the shofar.
Okay. Great and mighty is Yah, Elohim of hosts. He is alone, is king over all the earth. He is my victory and my shield. In him I will have no fear. His glory and his power surrounds and preserves me. Behold, Yah, my Elohim, has become my salvation. His grace is for all who believe and call upon his name. In him will we trust. In him will we be justified. In him will we have become more than conquerors. Surely I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Goodness and mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life. Blessing be Yah forever, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
Amen. All right, now if you will get your grape juice. And we have the partaking of the Kiddush. And reader, if you will read your part first.
Okay. Behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah. Light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed.
I will lift the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah.
And you may now drink of the grape juice, which is the cup of salvation. And let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise for the salvation which he has so freely given us. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. We just thank you for your gift of salvation. And we glorify and lift you up on today. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Word of Yah came unto me again, saying, Moreover, son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel and his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all of the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, that they should become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou now show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, and his fellows, and I will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the stick thereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11 through 13. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Wherefore remember that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now in Yeshua HaMashiach, you who were sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. I will close in prayer. May he who makes peace in the celestial heights make peace for us and for all Israel and all the house of say amen.
Amen.
You are mighty to save. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We just give you glory and honor on today, Father.
Yeah.
And we thank you for the cup of salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Father. We shall have the blowing of the shofar, and we will conclude this day's celebration and observance of tabernacles. everybody that we have the morning service at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that would be like 3 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. That we have, what's today, Wednesday? Yeah, today is Wednesday. So tomorrow we will not have the business meeting. We will just have the observance of Tabernacles. And so I pray that everybody be able to attend. I want to thank you, sisters, for your participation in your readings. It has been a blessing to me. And so may the Most High bless you, and may He keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. And love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep His commandments. Shalom and happy Feast of Tabernacles.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, Sister Mary. Happy Feast of Tabernacles. Shalom, Sister Lorraine. Happy Feast of Tabernacles.
The Tabernacles.
Shalom.
All right, shalom.
Shalom.